what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your family of poetic souls. This is World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. Sitting on my left-hand side is not Michael. On my left-hand side, she's filled in once before. She's sitting in Michael's place tonight. She is Christine.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, you ready to hear some good poetry?
I'm always ready to hear some good poetry.
Yeah, you're faithfully listening to the show, even though you're, you know...
I'm right upstairs.
Yeah, you're right upstairs. You're like, I want to hear these good poets.
I want to listen to them again and again and again. I'm still nervous about sitting in Michael's chair.
I would be, too.
Because he brought his box of hats.
Uh-oh.
And he's got the banana suit and gorilla suit hanging up behind me.
Uh-oh.
I'm nervous.
Yes. Now, what suit did he take with him to go perform in is my question.
Yeah, I don't know, but when he was leaving, I heard the like little bike horn.
Oh, maybe
his
clown
suit.
Yes.
I think he is.
Yeah, sure.
He's got big shoes to fill. All right. So on her left-hand side, her better half, her other half, not better half.
Thank you.
He is the nine-thumbed half squatch.
Good evening, all. Definitely not her better half.
Actually,
I am the other half.
Yes. So, you know, they say that in a relationship, there's two types of people. There's the one that's always right and the husband.
That's right.
Yes.
That is very right.
How was your week?
It was good. Yours?
Crazy.
Crazy?
Yesterday was fun.
Yeah.
Funnel clouds, like a block away from my house.
Yeah, it was kind of a hectic weather week for
it
us.
It has been. It was raining when I came in here, but at least we're in some sort of a shelter.
Yes, we'll be fine.
That's good.
So
the immovable radio show.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to get things started by letting you know we're being brought to you by naturebox.com. You're going to want to check their link out on the left-hand side of our page. Go through, order lots of snacks. They're healthy. They're non-GMO. They're basically everything you want in a snack, but none of the downside, I guess.
Yes.
If I'm going to snack, I want NatureBox. What can I say?
I've heard really good things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chipotle chickpeas, baby.
That sounds great.
They're hot.
Too bad I can't do spice.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Don't let them do spice.
So check them out. They're naturebox.com.
Wow.
Well, I got Jay Todd.
This is probably the worst commercial I've ever done.
Nah, it's okay.
Sorry, right. NatureBox.
It's all right.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you for supporting the arts and poetry and everything that you guys do.
Yes.
All right. We have some rules around here. We take our rules very seriously, not like our jobs. And what we do is we do poetry 1 to 3 minutes long. We want them clean of the F-bomb, no hate speech. We want it PG-13. This is a family show, not a show to make families on. That being
said, that's very well done. I like
you.
That.
Well played, sir.
Yes. So what you're going to want to do is when we start our call-in segment, you're going to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-WPOM.
WPOM. So, we're going to enter into our call-in segment now. You're going to want to call now, 720-240-9766.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous. But hey, there's a first time for everything. We'll be right back.
I know what you're thinking, I'll tell you something. What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call. 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job waiting for my graduation. $50,000 a year, I'll buy a lot of beer.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
We are at the Hall of Justice. Poetic justice, that is.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of good callers in this segment, man. This
we do.
Just keeps rolling and rolling. So, what we do here is poetry, and we have our first caller from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Ellie.
Maybe.
Ellie, are you there?
No, it's not. It still says hold.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
There you go.
All right. Ellie, are you with us?
No.
Hello, Ellie.
No.
I tried that.
And we're having slight technical difficulties. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm J. Todd Hunterhill. I'm your humble host. I'm filling time while they point and click. You're not supposed to be playing Bejeweled during the radio show.
I can't help it.
Should I do one real quick?
Resume call. There we go. Oh. No, we got it.
All right.
Sorry.
How about this? Ellie, are you with us?
My apologies.
I'm here.
Hey, you're here, but you're not coming through our soundboard. Doing good. You're going to want to wait with us for just a moment. We're getting something sorted out.
Sorry,
are you with us now?
Hello, Ellie?
Ellie?
I'm here.
Hang on just a moment, Ellie.
Hang on, Ellie.
Suffering some technical difficulties.
I didn't do it.
Don't worry. Through the magic of editing, we can get this all out. I'm just going to go ahead and read one,
okay,
and we'll go from there.
Okay.
While we're sorting out troubles with the computer, I'm going to read a poem. This is one I wrote about the events of yesterday. This is entitled Denial. It's a twister. It's a twister. Runs through my head the famous lines that Ray Bolger said. We're not in Kansas. That much is true. But from my front porch, what came into view? The human condition now makes me smile. I saw with my eyes, but still found denial. Then the sirens blared, and I had to retreat. To the basement I head, my daughter and I beat feet. When safe, I had to laugh, for I realized my stupidity, refusing to believe at all what appeared right in front of me. I ponder for a moment. I am a lucky guy, for it was a funnel cloud I saw dropping from the sky. Ah, yes, thank you.
Let's try.
We're going to try again. All right. Do we have Ellie on the line?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Ah, success. Ellie, welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Thanks, Jay Todd. How are you? And if you're, you have your lovely bride with you tonight.
No, that's JT's lovely bride. My lovely bride doesn't do radio
JT.
For whatever reason.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm getting you things all.
It's all good.
Hi, JT. How are you?
Hi, Ellie. I'm doing great.
It's so hard when I've never met you guys and don't really know you face to face. It makes it hard, you know?
No, that's fine. Actually, we should start taking pictures and post them to where you can see who's who in the zoo, so to speak.
Yeah, you could do this whole, I've got that thing on my phone where you can, it's FaceTime.
Yeah.
And you guys could figure out how to do that.
We can't figure out how to run the phone lines here. What makes you think we can do FaceTime?
Oh.
Well, I've got a poem for you. It's called Be the Light There.
All right.
And it's written in the quatern, French quatern form.
Nice.
Guide me, Lord, by your light of love. I have heard your voice in the night telling me of their broken dreams. So dark with fears and pain-filled hearts. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. Guide me, Lord, by your light of love. I am so small in this dark night. Only by your grace shall I shine. I will tell them of your mercy to comfort and to hear their fears. Guide me, Lord, by your light of love. So shall the darkness leave their hearts. You will give me the words to say, to light the lost in this dark world, into the joy of your waiting arms. Guide me, Lord, by your light of love.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling our show.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still there. Can you hear me?
Are you still? We still got that? Gotcha, boy. I can talk.
Hello,
Ellie.
Hi, I'm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, how are you? All right.
There was just this huge pause. I thought I lost you guys.
Oh no.
We're hard to lose.
You know,
we're using a different computer tonight, so getting things going is kind of odd because it doesn't react the same way as another computer reacts, and it's frustrating so.
So basically, we're saying is, since Michael's not here, we're crippled. I'm just kidding.
No,
he doesn't know everything. You guys are just as good as he is.
Thank you.
There's just always a kink somewhere, though.
Yes, there is.
But you guys have got it figured out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, JT's good looking.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you guys for the next 2 weeks. So the next 2 weeks, you're just going to do like a podcast?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put together a couple of highlight shows and post those up to where there's fresh content. But yeah,
okay.
Next week, and I want to mention this while we're on the air,
JT and Christine's daughter is graduating high school, and I'm very proud of her. She's graduating with three letters.
Oh, yes, she congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
And my daughter, God willing, the creeks don't rise and the grades don't drop anymore, is going to graduate the following week.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
AJ, that's great.
AJ, do your homework if you're listening.
They graduate on the same night, huh?
Yeah,
all know. Practically. They're a week apart.
A week apart. That's why we're doing two weeks off, is because we got to do their graduation and then my daughter's graduation. And then we're going to have a bunch of parties and people coming in from out of town. And doing a radio show on top of all that might be a little much in the stress department for us.
Oh, no, no. You couldn't possibly.
Either that or we'll be just
congratulations
really drunk.
To both your daughters.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys have a good night, and I'll be listening in, and I'll talk to you again when all the graduations are over.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
All right, thank you.
All right. Take care. Good night.
Night.
Good
night.
That was Ellie from Pennsylvania. And that she leads the way every week. And we do have another caller. We're going to try doing this one without any errors. This is Dale from California. Dale, are you with us?
Yeah, right here.
Hey, success. How are you doing, brother?
How you doing?
Doing good. You got some poetry to share with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Ellie must have a fast counting finger, man. She's always first, man.
She's rocking. I'm telling you, she has us on speed dial, and she pays favors to the phone company to get through to us.
She
must. Apparently, well, so, man. Man, wow. I want lower speakers, man. That's for the phone.
I know.
Right? Yeah, okay, so I got one this week. It's called Expose Negatives. Go 9/11.
All right.
Click, click, click. In center speed time, I'm blinded in the name of studying still life. Still my life, now without sight, so an electric eye can spy the workings of an independent mind. Snap, snap, snap. In the blink of the lens's eye, the heart is paralyzed in a state of freeze frame. The price that is paid is finding out how expensive. Whoops, hang on a second. Sorry about that. Whoop, come on. The price that is paid in finding out how expensive bleeding on the silver screen will be to those who finance the big picture and those who pay to escape real life. Really? I mean, haven't we learned the stars only shine against a backdrop of a night sky, but has no influence beneath the harsh reality of the sun's heat lingering over exposed film negatives. There you go. Sorry, my phone got away from me on the screen, and I had to stop there for a moment.
I did that also. Are you reading from tablet? I got to ask.
No, I have my desktop, and I just pull up the my Word. You know, I type along Word, so I had it up there, and then I tried to scroll down, and it went too far.
I do that with my tablet. I'll, like, flick it down just a little bit, and it, like, goes zooming by. I'm like, oh, where was I on the poem?
I know, yeah. Wait, hang on. So, anyway.
Speed reading.
Exactly.
That's right.
Dale, thank you for calling our show, man. Don't ever stop calling us. I love your work, man.
Oh, thank you. I love being on the show, and you guys are doing a great thing, and I look forward to when you guys return in a couple weeks.
Ah, yes. We are looking forward to hearing from our family after we get all our daughters graduated and all that.
Yes.
And go to the graduation.
Yes. If you guys want to fly in, we'll have you too. We'll just party.
That's right.
Have world poetry open mic graduation nights.
Yes.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and I'll continue listening, and have a great show.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dale.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Wow, the rock and roll cowboy calling in from Writer's Cafe. Gotta love that stuff, man.
It's good.
All of our callers right now are just smoking.
Okay.
And talk about longtime supporter for the show. He is from the Mitten State. He is Dennis.
He's from right here. So this is Michigan.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. if for those of you who can't see what she was doing, she was holding up her hand.
Dennis, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey. Poetry open mic.
Thank you. She was doing the whole Mitten State thing, pointing toward the
geography and everything on this.
Yes, well, I'm glad I got through. I'm glad you guys are there. And welcome back, Christine. It's good to hear a woman's voice on World Poetry Open Mic.
Somebody's got to keep these guys in line.
We were on testosterone overload for a while.
Yeah, we were.
That's why I would sit upstairs while they were down here.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you back. I have a couple poems tonight, if that's all right. The first poem I'd like to read is by an author from Australia. He's a fan of World Poetry Open Mic. He has not been able to call in himself yet. He's working on that. He's going to try eventually to do that, but he asked me to read a poem for him.
Awesome.
And
who is it?
I would like to share with you, Let Me Fix Me. And this is written by Aaron Wilson.
All right.
Forgive me, my dear. I have debt with you that I must pay. The truth must be told today. First, I would like to remind you, my love, about our first kisses, passionate with bliss, for it felt we placed time on hold. Hurts so much, truth to be told. Remember when we laughed and cried? No bothers and lies. We didn't have anything to hide. That time, oh, how I wished it did last. Future uncertain, approaching fast. I was selfish and cruel. I know what I had done. Reality is, I traded love for fun. I promised and I promised that I would not turn to drugs. I know now that the love I have is not for you, but the drug. This is how it is, the path I chose. Set in its course, let the wind blow. Hunger for the past will not ease your pain. For you, my love, please let me go. With my ball and chain. Let the plague of old London time, black and dirty scent of rotten flesh. You can't save me, as a choice is not yet me. It is not your burden to have. Troubled times for me instead. I will receive salvation. Soul seeks decontamination. Well, then I will go forward with my love and hope your love withstands. Time and truth, it so demands. A love from you will serve one best when I am clean and clear and out of this big mess. That's the end of that one.
That was good.
It is by Aaron Williams from Australia.
Oh, Aaron, extra Williams? Special props to you, man. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for having Dennis read one of your works while you can't call in, but we look forward to you calling to us someday.
And Dennis, if you're in contact with him, just let him know. That is a Skype number.
Okay,
so he might be able to connect to us through Skype a lot easier.
Okay, I'll relay that to him. Okay. He'll be listening tonight anyway.
Sweet.
So
that's perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Or tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow for him.
Yeah, exactly.
it's 12 noon there or later.
Oh, perfect.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I'd like to read one more. This one is one I've written. Mm-hmm. The title is Refuge.
All right.
While alone in the forest, it is difficult to harbor ill will. Walking on a moss-carpeted floor, cool, verdant colors soothe the concerns that once seemed so important. The angst gently slips away like the babbling brook. Bubbling over the rocks and obstacles, wearing them smooth and compliant, in this realm of peace and serenity. This is a place where pride and greed melt away as an ice cube would on an August afternoon. There's just no place for it. The lilting song of a songbird thrills the heart, and all urgency slips away. The pine scent fills the senses, and the gentle breeze whispers in the ear. The forest lulls and rejuvenates the soul of the one once weary traveler. And though he may just be passing through, it extends a forever welcome and will wait patiently for his return. That's the end of that one. Thank you very much.
Well done, my brother. Man, I'm telling you, man, you just keep rocking it for us. What, a year and a half now down the road, you're just every week a faithful caller.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and it's my pleasure to be part of World Poetry Open Mic. It's a great opportunity for poets to share spoken word art, and we sure appreciate all you do to promote this for us. And we thank you. And I want you to keep on keeping on. And as always, God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Don. Dennis. My goodness. Oh, I've got too many D's on my brain.
He is so fired.
I'm so bad with names, really. I jumble them up. I'm sorry, Dennis. Oh.
We're going to have a talk after the show, my dear.
Yes, we are. I'm sorry.
Wow. That's a little adult for this family show.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez.
All right. So that was Dennis from Michigan. And, yeah, you know, that's been my life's plan, literally, from day one of my adult life. I've been having poets in my apartment come and read.
That's true.
Been hosting open mics. I literally live for spoken word art.
Yes, you do.
So,
you've collected it over the years. You've exposed me to it, and I'm going, why? And, now I'm like, it's grown on me.
Okay, whoa.
It grows on you like a fungus. You know?
Family
show. I was talking about the professional wrestling end of things.
That's true.
Yeah, sure.
All right, our next caller.
Let's keep going.
Calling all the way from Savannah, Georgia. Please welcome to the line, Lewis.
Todd, how you doing, my man?
Oh, doing good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I had a fine week, brother.
You haven't had tornadoes or any rain or anything like that, right?
No. I've heard about y'all out in Colorado. You're praying for you, brother.
Thank you. We're sending it your way.
I don't think that's what he's praying for.
I got one for you.
All right.
It's called Brown and Shadle.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Two sainted grandmothers gone home to glory, regardless of how the grandchildren act. Now, if the grandchildren want to act that way, goodness gracious alive, how are their grandchildren going to act? Oh, Lord in heaven, forgive them their controversies. And forgive their sinful ways. Hear them from heaven when they bow their knee. And give ear when they pray. For into each life some rain must fall. And this is no wonder, and has always been the story. And is no wonder. Behold, Ruby Shadle and Doris Brown, they are heaven's own daughters of thunder. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, brother.
Keep me in your prayers. I go in for optic eye surgery next Tuesday, 1:15 Eastern time.
I saw that, right, brother. Hang tight. May the surgeon have blessings on his hands.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that was Lewis from Savannah, Georgia. Man, we're just hitting everywhere. Pennsylvania, the Mitten State, Georgia, California. What we got next?
He's from unknown.
Oh, no. He's from California as well.
I was like totally confused.
No, this is Don Hagelberg from California. How you doing, brother?
Hey, J. Todd, Michael, J.T., and she who must be obeyed.
You know, Michael's not with us tonight. Unfortunately, he had another prior standing gig for the last 6 years. He's been doing it, so we let him go for the evening.
Yeah, we only let him off the leash every third Thursday or so.
There you go.
I wonder, though. Today is Friday.
Yeah. And
neither of, not any of your three are short.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow.
Okay. Good metaphor. I have two poems I am going to be crediting. I'm reading both. I read this 2-3 weeks ago. And it still bothers me, some of the language. So here goes. The title is Wobistu für Ruth Weiss mit Liebe. And where are you? Once a child of the Germanic languages, then pumped up like a tummy ache, having swallowed English. What language do you have about what you spoke now that you speak? All lush and liquid? What bits of your whisper pool in Blake's ears to melt his stone, to melt his wax, to melt his soft version of a hipster down to the size handable by your giant set of eyes which hold the magnifying lenses by which you step back and forth. Sad like your eyes play plaintive sax, and all the words of your vision are heard in down deep improvisation. Queen of survivors, queen of inspiration, your word notes harmonize with and create the timpani of jazz. When Minnie's Can-Do Club, the last club to beat down the walls of separation, the walls of segregation, with musical hammers and compressed blasts of horns of air, queen of words, the phrases you wrote record in vinyl 78, the play, the description not only of yourself but also of your time and of your generation. Call and response, very swift. Your Majesty, very, very swift. And the second poem
No, let's applaud that first poem first. That was rocking.
The second poem I'm going to do is, I count my beads of worry, and the worry beads are Anatolian. They were created by Turks and Greeks when they lived in Anatolia, which is the homeland of Turkey. And the Greeks have been there since the time of Helen. So, you know, Helen of Troy. So
yeah.
They've been there for a long time, these two cultures mixing. I count my beads of worry. And this is dedicated for Stelios Bambakaris, who sings Greek blues. My sorrows, strung together on one string when isolated and counted, one by one, with my bare forefinger and thumb, fall onto the sorrows which came before. Oh, sorrow, which, when touched and felt, collides on top of its predecessor with a click or a clack, sounds no louder than the more or less sorrow of anyone else. Why do I step onto the floor where solo men spin and dance, rebetiko, anchored in the once upon a genocide of friendship between Turks and Greeks? I neither drink Greek ouzo or retsine, nor do I inhale Turkish hashed perfume. I come to the words of this song because they count the beads of my sorrow, one by one. Indexed.
Wow.
Holy cow, Don. Throw it down for us.
So I give you that, and I also request that when the music comes on, people dial 1-720-240-9766 and voice their poetry, voice their creative work. Thank you for keeping this open, and I'm going to go back to the earplug that I stuff in my ear to listen to.
Nice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Don Hagelberg throwing down.
Yeah.
You know, we're learning so much since we've gotten our new studio that different technology things, like I can't set my iPad or my tablet on top of a certain cord because it'll affect the sound.
Yes, because your Wi-Fi signal wants to read through anything it possibly can.
Nice.
And transmit through anything it possibly can. So
for that minor blurb at the end of the last call, or beginning of the last call, I apologize. But we're going to go to our next caller.
What the...
It's Manuel.
Manuel the poor boy from Barcelona.
You know, for some reason, I don't think Manuel the pool boy is any near as scary as that music makes it sound.
Wow.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, since your husband is there, I won't say.
Honey, plug your ears.
Okay, plug you.
They're plugged.
He's actually doing it.
Actually, do tell him to plug his ears.
Uh-oh,
because, Christine, on behalf of all of us who call in, thank you for giving us your husband every Friday night.
Nice.
You guys are more than welcome.
You're not the first crowd to have her husband.
He is an important part of this whole thing, and we need him.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he did drop a call.
Right.
While people were waiting. You lost Rita from Philadelphia.
We lost Rita, but
tried to be calling through.
We wanted to call back.
The call apparently got dropped.
Yeah, we wanted to call back during the next segment because we do want to hear her work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay.
Yes.
And I just want to say congratulations to the daughters of World Poetry Open Mic.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, I think someday, years down the road, my daughter and your daughter might inherit all of this.
That would be funny.
Well, tomorrow, my daughter is going to be near you for 55 minutes.
Oh, really?
She's flying over? She's spending the
summer working in Montana and is doing a 55-minute layover in Denver.
Nice.
Okay.
So, we'll try and make sure that the weather gods are happy.
Yes.
I was worried about you guys when I saw the news yesterday, and then I thought, wait a minute, Elizabeth's flying into this.
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry about us. Don't worry about your daughter.
Fine. We're used to it. We know it. So.
Colorado, the only state where you put your winter coat away in August and pull it back out in
September. That's right.
Exactly.
Now, I think the Minnesotans might debate that with you.
Definitely. They would.
They don't put their winter coats away.
Ah. Okay.
They just wear their winter coats over their shorts.
That's right. Oh.
I don't want that visual, okay. And I'm going to try to think that's something else.
What do you got for us tonight, brother?
Anyway, I've got two pieces, if I may.
You may.
These are two older pieces, which I thought I had lost, but through the miracle of having somebody else look at my computer, I found them. One about Montana and one about Memorial Day, since that is coming up.
All right.
So if I may, the first one is called Absaroka Psalm. And I apologize for the dog barking in the background.
No worries.
Let me return, dear Lord, to the Absaroka, to once more see the morning mist disperse, to see the fire-scarred scenes of the mountain across the river. Let me once more see the black-green soaring pines and the lighter greens of the younger trees. Let me hear the water flowing over the boulders, which gives the river her name. Let me once more see the eagle in flight and the moose with its calf in the meadow. Let me hear the elk calling in the distance and once more see the fields of purple sage. Let me return to the Absaroka, dear Lord, to once more feel the current against my legs as I cast my line upon the stream. Let me reach into the crystal water and cradle a cutthroat or a rainbow that has taken pity upon a poor fisherman and swallowed my fly. Let me once more walk up the gravel path to the cabin with the afternoon sun on my neck, on city legs stiff from hours in the saddle as the sorrel carried me along winding mountain trails. Let me end my day outside a cabin, dear Lord, steam from my coffee rising to big sky, ablaze with star-filled glory. Let me return, dear Lord, to the Absaroka.
So was that up near Bozeman at all?
Pardon me?
Did those visuals come from, like, the Bozeman area? Because I totally was picturing where I used to live when you were reading those.
Actually, it is 10 miles southwest of Big Timber.
Oh, yes, yes. We've talked about this before.
I know I'm never going to heaven. But I have been to Sweetgrass County, Montana.
Right.
Good enough for me.
Exactly.
Heaven for climate, hell for friends.
No,
Mark
you got
Twain.
Friends up there.
You know, Christine, and I have liked you before. Montana is the Gaelic word for paradise.
I'm sorry, I was quoting Mark Twain.
I got a ticket in Sweetgrass County once, but I'm not going to hold a grudge because it was such the beautiful ticket that I got.
Okay. And now if I can do the second one, this is for Memorial Day.
All right.
It is called For My Godson in Afghanistan. And this was written probably two or three tours ago for him. Thank God he is home safe and sound. A lean, hard man prepared to do what we will not do, to bear a burden we will not bear, to pay a price we will not pay, so that we at home can luxuriate in frivolity. On a lonely, dusty mountain you stand sentinel, half a world away, a silent watchman, far away from home. But when I see you, I do not see the face weathered old before its time, the scars that cover your body, the loss of comrades who died in your arms. Rather, I see the young boy I knew racing over fields of lush grass with the autumn wind in your hair before your youth was sacrificed for our cowardice.
Well read, well written, and thank your godson for his service to our country.
Thank you, and to everyone out there, particularly those who had the good grace to serve in the United States Navy, or the Ladies Division of the Navy, sometimes called the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, hey. Hey. We got a Marine listening to the show. He might call in now.
Well, that's fine. Well, he can read poetry.
I won't say a word.
There you go.
Congratulations again to your daughters. And look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks.
We'll see you in, 3 weeks from tonight, 2 weeks from our last, when we got there. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks. Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Steve from New York. So we went from one coast to the other coast, handling business across the country and across the globe. This is World Poetry Open Mic. Before we go to break, I do want to read one, and it's not one of mine.
I'm just kidding.
Hey!
Actually, if you know this person, and I think you've had one other exposure to her work.
Okay.
This is someone that I admire greatly on All Poetry. I don't know what her real name is, but she writes under the name Amara at All Poetry. So go out and check her stuff out. This is a quatern entitled 13 Swings. 13 Swings. The pendulum blade. Blistering stings, the iron's made. Razor steel encroaching my face. Rats squeal infesting this place. Ear-piercing rings never to fade. 13 swings, the pendulum blade. Condemned as a whore, pending gloom. Chained to the floor, a cold dark room. Gnawing pains, I'm clenching my fists. Iron chains dig into my wrists. 13 swings, the pendulum blade. On Satan's wings, price to be paid. Panic sets in, next swing, stroke. And demons grin at Satan's joke. Demented kings, I am so afraid. 13 swings, the pendulum blade.
Very good.
Quite the good writer. I like her stuff. I've got another one. I'm going to do another cover later during the next segment of another poet out there, All Poetry. But, you know, there's a lot of great poetry. Both places that I post, Writer's Cafe and All Poetry, I don't support one over the other. So maybe I'll have to find somebody out at Writer's Cafe, too, to read. So that's it for this segment. We're going to do another call-in segment. You're going to want to call, as Don says, 720-240-9766. That's the first time I had anybody give our phone number outside of us.
Good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Thank you, Don, very much.
Yeah, now we have another drop.
There you go.
That's right.
Uh-huh. All right, once again, call in 720-240-9766.
Bienvenue, willkommen, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open. If you're calling from outside the country, country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS, and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with the wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980.
This here is a poem by C.W. McCall. Name of this poem is Roy. I had an old cat named Roy. Roy was a good old boy. He used to go hunting down by the lake and catch him a nice fresh garter snake. Bring him on back and set in the grass looking like he had him a green mustache. Yeah, Roy was a good old boy. Till the dogs got him.
This message is for Paul Oakenfold, Paris. How are you? It's Anita Baymont, Connor Thompson's assistant. I'm going through the messages and just getting back to you to let you know that Connor did get the CDs. I've listened to them and I'm excited that Connor is listening to them. And he's interested. So we'll give you a call back in a couple days. Yeah, so great stuff. We'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.
Please read this. Dixon's spirit will be with us for the rest of our lives. Whether you're me, Bill Clinton, or you, or Kurt Cobain, or Bishop Tutu, or Keith Richards, or Amy Fisher, or Boris Yeltsin's daughter, or your fiance's 16-year-old beer-drunk brother, with his braided goatee and his whole length like a thundercloud. This is not a generational thing. You don't even have to know who Richard Nixon was to be a victim of this ugly Nazi spirit. He has poisoned our water forever. Nixon will be remembered as a classic case of a smart man shitting in his own nest. But he also shit in our nest. And that was the crime history will burn on his memory as a brand. By disgracing and degrading the presidency of the United States, by fleeing the White House like a diseased gerber, Richard Nixon broke the heart of the American dream.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie, why won't you go out with me? She lived across the street on the 15th floor of the Gailmore building. I saw her in the shower reaching for some soap. I knew she had to be the girl for me, and to think I probably never would have found her if I hadn't bought that telescope. Oh, Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie, why won't you go out with me? I just can't understand it. Why won't you return my phone calls? Are you still mad I gave a mohawk to your cat? If you just say the word, I'm certain that our love would last forever and ever. Or are you too dumb to realize that? Go out with me. How can you ignore
the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this, I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right. You are back with World Poetry Open Mic. We got a couple of pieces of business we got to handle before we go back to the next callers.
Okay.
First off, Steve, I apologize. We didn't announce you as World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month. So anybody that was listening and heard Steve, he's our Poet of the Month this month.
Yes.
Much respect to that man. What a great writer. What a great reader.
Yes. Yes.
Also, we forgot to mention the groundswell of support we're trying to get behind Adam Carolla.
Right.
And his fight against patent trolling. Now, what's going on, in short, is someone bought the rights to a patent about episodic content back in the 90s. They're suing Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, instead of rolling over and just paying the licensing fees, is fighting this because this is not a fair thing.
No, it's not. Basically, what it would do is it would make everybody who ever did a podcast have to pay these
people
who own the patent for this. And right now, it is Adam Carolla's fight. They said, well, we want $3 million. And he's like, no, but it costs like $1.5 to get the lawsuit back on him.
Exactly.
So to fight it, it costs about 1.5. So he's trying to fight it, and it's if he can fight it and win it, he's won it for pretty much everybody.
So
it'll be a lot harder for anybody else to get sued.
Whether you like Adam Carolla or not, this is actually self-preservation for World Poetry Open Mic, because once he falls, then they can just come right down the line and eventually get us.
Right.
So you're going to want to go out to fundanything.com/patent troll. And check out all the content there. There's an explanation. Adam Carolla is pretty blunt about how he's handling things.
He is.
I will say on air live, I'm not a huge fan of Adam Carolla, but I'm a fan of what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Adam, for your fight. Fight the good fight. We support you 100%. We want our listeners to support him 100%.
Yes.
All right. That being said, into our next segment. I cannot wait.
Dun, 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 dun.
We had her on the line. We dropped her off the line. We had her on the line. It was the hokey pokey phone-wise. Please welcome Rita.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, hello? Oh. Rita.
Sorry, Rita.
Welcome
that
aboard.
Was the hardest phone call I've ever made.
Right? Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. You want to share a poem with us?
I do.
Awesome.
Now that I can hear you guys.
Nice.
I have a poem for Memorial Day.
All right.
And I'd like to share it with you. It's called Unknown. Laid to rest with honor, no names upon the stones. May these men have eternal peace in the tomb of the unknowns. Unknown where they came from, unknown how they died. Deserving of all homage for what had been denied. Their families had no closure. Mothers grieved but never knew. A grateful country owes them. They paid our freedom's due. Guards walk the mat precisely. Brave men never alone. Salutes of 21 paces at the tomb of the unknown. Here rests in honored glory. Heroes we will not disown. American soldiers of valor. Only to God they are known.
Wow. That was really good, Rita. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you for calling back for that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would have been sorely missing that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for putting me through.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for calling our show. Don't ever stop. I like your work.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Awesome. So that was Rita from Philadelphia. And going from Rita to Renee, another R female. It's ladies' night. It's got to be ladies' night.
Two for one.
I'm not going there. I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
It's only because I'm sitting here.
Renee.
It?
No, the song.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
Doing good. Thank you for joining our family.
Oh, well, that was fun listening to Rita.
It was, wasn't it?
That was so
good. I've read her work before.
And Renee, where do you put your poetry online?
It's on Writer's Cafe.
And what nom de plume or handle or whatever? Handle's more like CB Radio. What nom de plume do you use?
What's my name? Yes. Renee J. Martin. That's
on Writer's Cafe too?
Yes.
Nice. I like people that keep it legit and straight up.
Yeah.
However, my name's not really Underhill, so you know, I just blasted myself.
Way to go, J. Todd.
You notice we both just
quiet, we did.
Just looked there was at
like,
him.
Their jaws dropped. They're like, really? You just did that? But my last name is actually Smith, so it's very common. It's not. It'll get lost in the library, so that's why I go by Underhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs something. Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Martin, what are you going to share with us?
A poem.
Okay,
I'm sharing a novel tonight.
And that poem is entitled...
and what novel would this be?
It's
would
it be Knowing A War and Peace? Or The Morning Dove.
All right.
Okay. When your presence I cannot see, you are the call of the morning dove that haunts my sunrise, spellbinding my heart to fly wherever you walk. I watch her on the telephone line as he climbs the fountain below, cooing with each move up. She seems to ignore him as she flies away, but just how far does she fly? Just far enough that he cannot see her, but he knows as he stands upon that fountain top calling. She is listening, just like me. You know I hear your heartbeat. It is a sure thing, not a feeling. More unknowing. They will build a nest, and we have been together before. It is written on an ancient wall buried by the sands.
Well done, Renee.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Do you have another one you'd like to share?
Oh my goodness. Well, I could if you want another one, but I don't know what one.
Oh,
pick your most recent.
Way to put her on the spot, J-Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you working on something? We'll even take like a half a word from you because that was really good.
Thank
you. I have one called Imaginary Friends.
Do you want that one? Sure. Okay.
My heart goes pitter-pat at the sight of vintage books, muted colors all lined up on a wooden shelf, waiting to be discovered. It almost softly sighs when slipped from a wet resting spot. Running fingers over the embossed lettering, I smile, thinking, it is a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Holding it in one hand, I hear the binding whisper as the front cover is opened, and the yellow-edged pages divulge their secrets printed long ago. The scents of the pages say, kick off your shoes, settle in, perhaps a cup of tea, for this will be an adventurous night, my friend.
Well done. I like your work.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity again.
Don't ever stop calling us. I really enjoy your work and the way you read.
Well, thank you.
All right. That was Renee from Parts Unknown. There's a lot of wrestlers and masked wrestlers from the same area.
There are.
From Parts Unknown.
They are a lot of from Parts Unknown.
Yeah,
I know. So I was going to share with you guys, actually, whether it be when I started in radio at KGLT, when I worked at KBOZ-FM, when I worked here at the Fox, I normally get really, really nervous before I go on the air. In fact, I still do a little bit, but not as much.
Not as bad.
This setting is more what I wanted, what I was searching for when I was in the radio industry.
Hmm.
And I'm glad that I'm sharing it with you guys. Thank you very much for
being
all
that
you do
for us. Being
in a room
in a basement?
No, more of a casual casual setting.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot more comfortable.
I've got a story about KBOZ-FM that I'm not going to share here, but we will talk about later.
Woo! Sounds good. Ooh,
this sounds is a family like show.
Yes. Oh, okay.
No, this is dessert
talk. Ooh.
Oh, we better get going.
Yes, I know. We got one more caller, but before we do, I just want to let the fans of the segment that we did last week know we are going to be doing another After Dark segment the night that we come back from our 2-week hiatus.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing PG-13 poetry up until we start the After Dark, and then we're going to go adult.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So mark your calendars. When do we get back after our 2-week hiatus? You're going to want to whip out that adult poetry, the erotic. You're going to want to stun Michael's ears off.
I got to be down here to there see that.
Go. Oh, it's pretty interesting. The last time, they popped right off his head.
So should I come down? So I should take his box of hats and replace it with, like, whips and shackles?
No, yes, no. Those yes, hang on the should. Other wall. They're in the closet right now. So we put them
why
up.
Why did you put them in the closet?
That's only when we open Michael's House of Bondage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Before this gets any more rated R, we got David on the phone with us.
David, oh, from my home stomping grounds, Bozeman, Montana. How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing good.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, David might know those call letters.
He might know a couple of them.
I've only heard the last two or three callers because I just tuned in a moment ago.
No, the call letters are the stations that I worked at KBOZ FM and KGLT.
Oh, yeah, I know those.
Yeah, see, he does.
Okay. Name dropper.
Oh, no. Yeah. That big name dropper.
Yeah. That and 50 cents might get me a gumball somewhere.
Hey, do you know what concert only costs 45 cents?
Hmm.
50 cent Nickelback?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
All right, David, do you have a poem to save us from Christine's humor?
Hey.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still okay. Here.
Do you have a poem to save us from Christine's humor?
What's that?
Do you have a poem?
I do have a poem. This one's a fresh one. I just wrote it a few days ago, so it's the first draft.
Nice.
All right,
it's just for you, if you're ready for it.
We're ready.
All right. I let go. I give myself to freedom. I forgive myself for sleeping, for waking at the wrong time, the right time. I don't hold the self responsible for self-doubt, for self-seeking, for knowing anything itself. I am still awake. I haven't slept for days. Didn't go to work, to school, to the party. I went to buy the vodka and the cranberry juice. I went to buy the beef and the produce. I cooked dinner for my family because they said I should. And I drank plastic wine from a coffee mug. Bit the porcelain between my unclean teeth, unclean by no sleeping, by expensive eating, by drunken dreaming away from home. She was good to show me myself in the reflection on her platinum crown, the oil on the forehead of an honest friend who does her best to see me. She needs good eyes to see me, and I told her she was strong. I am honest. It takes strength to see me and to show me and to show a self to me. It takes strength to see my weakness and to speak honestly. I am grateful for the points in a triangle, for the three lights hung on a string, for three glasses to fill with toxin and detox, an acidic, delicious situation laced with naked realities lay across an unclean carpet, as plain as a stain, sweet and intoxicating to feel hope inside of pain, to love pain for sheltering hope, to love pain for being undiluted by fear or self-hate. His lungs aren't done for, but maybe they should be. Maybe it's just a moment in history. History is a maybe in forever. The king can see the future. His lungs are tar-filled cancers. She told about the star sign. Stars are too old for star signs. The three in the attic are too ancient for flesh in jeans and shirts and a yellow dress. The sun has turned the window square into a bright blue daytime. Air escapes this canvas, touches the faces staring there with a cold peace for a piece of sleep.
Hey. Hell yeah, David. That was awesome.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Dude,
that's a first draft?
That's just first draft.
Oh, man.
That's first draft. I've read it a few times, and I don't know if I'm going to do anything to it yet.
I vote no. I like it the way it is.
Wow. It's
really good, yeah.
My first Thank drafts are like, hi.
Yes.
Hi, my name is David.
Yes, exactly.
David, don't ever stop calling our show. I know you've got a Friday night poetry open mic coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think actually a week from now, isn't it, on the 30th?
Oh, a week from now. And, okay. And where's that being held at?
That'll be at the Bozeman Public Library for anybody in Bozeman this Friday. So.
Yes, we have a poet sending his daughter to Sweetgrass County, Montana. She can come over and listen to the poetry reading.
Cool. Yeah, that would be excellent.
That would be really cool.
And you just connected everything.
There you go. That's what I do. Brother,
you're
thank you for calling our show, and we will hear from you in about 3 weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome. Well, that's it for our callers on this segment, but stay tuned. We are going to be doing one more segment, and I'm going to appeal to the people that have not called our show before. If you're sitting at home listening and you're like, oh, I should do this, I'm a little nervous, don't worry about it. Just call us. We're all family here. You hear us goof off.
Honestly, it's just the four of us. When you call, it's just the four of us that are actually listening.
The four of us?
Yes.
Yeah, us and the caller.
Us and the caller.
And the bird.
Okay, and the bird, so five. All right.
Wait a minute. It's I got two.
Oh, no.
Not the birds.
No, not the...
Vincent Van Price.
But, yeah, if you are a new caller, go ahead and call in. It's all right. We don't judge. It's your voice.
And it's your art, and it's your craft, and you guys all excel at your craft. Call in. But we're going to do, before we start the call-in segment, we're going to do Christine reading a submitted entry, and then I've got a treat for you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you brought ice cream?
No, not that kind of treat.
No.
And not a Michael's House of Bondage type of treat either.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I saw the box of hats. Okay. This was sent in to us, and forgive me because I am going to just butcher this name. Ilarjana Sacco.
All right.
It's called Is Not Love. Hey, when you look at me, do you see me as I am? Do you feel my heart beating, my fears, my pain? Do you know my desires, the dreams that I made? Do you know anything about my past, learned anything about my present? Do you know about my struggles, the tears I shed at night? The screams when I'm not sleeping, the wounds that made a scar. Do you know about my failures? And how did I survive when life gave me nothing and took from me a lot? Then how do you dare to say you love me when there's nothing in your eyes, when lie is hidden on your lips and seduction in your touch, when you don't pay attention? If I'm not around, if you are ignoring me, then how can I call this love?
Nice! Wow! That was really good. Well read.
Well read, yes.
Bravo.
Great voice.
But
great tempo.
Yeah, the poet, incredible.
Yes. That was wonderful. Really
good. It was really good.
Wonderfully written.
And again, Christine, I'm so sorry I butchered that name.
All right, so now my treat for you guys. We have a person listening. She is at work right now. She could not call in, but I've been talking with her online. She told me to go ahead and pick one of her pieces to read. She is Jo Hartman. She's out in Oregon.
Okay.
She posts at All Poetry as Woman in the Woods. And I went out and I found one of her pieces that spoke to me, and this is entitled Earth Speak.
Mm.
Tara voices her tolerance for us in a throaty groan, the rasp of a blues singer's smoked-out voice. She's grown tired of our human clamor cluttering her otherwise stoic presence as we tread and trash her surface, sucking dry precious resources. But she remains loyal and continues to tolerate us as a childless spinster, lips curled while in the presence of selfish children. It's no wonder she gets her stick out from time to time and attempts to chastise us to keep us in line.
Well done, yeah. Good.
Well done, Joe. Good piece. You have a lot of good pieces out there. If you want to check her out, go to allpoetry.com. Look up Women in the Woods. She's got a lot of really good poetry out there. So, that's the end of this segment. I think I've got one more poem in. It's going to be a cover also. But you're going to want to call in 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Spelling out WPOM, Poetry Open Mic. We'll be back.
Our phone lines are now open. If you're one of the do you like Edgar Allan Poe? How about Walt Whitman? Give us a call and read your favorite poem. 720-240-9766. Our lines are open. You can read a cover. It's okay.
Sure, control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown star, watching in a trance. The crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Coming home.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
You have entered the Hall of Doom. Actually, we're World Poetry Open Mic. And I was listening to a sing during that segment.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did that hootenanny with the other song, your song from the soundtrack. You know what the one.
You it's and the song.
McGregor. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The yes. One.
Yeah, your song.
Yes, your song. Thought you were actually.
I was listening to all three of us sing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we do a poetry that's show. Very, not
whoa, variety whoa, whoa. Show.
Okay. Okay. Well, the three of us singing might sound really bad, but you do have a good voice. It's the
for a
other...
poetry show, yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying, tone deaf runs in the family.
Well, I know.
She's actually got a really nice voice.
And it was transmitted to my daughter because she lettered, or well, she didn't let her inquire.
Yeah, but there were other genetics involved in it. Oh, just kidding.
Shut his mic off.
Wow, I can.
No. All right, so we've only got one caller in this segment. We're going to go ahead and fire him off. I'll read a poem, and then we're going to be done for the night. I thank you guys for tuning in. This is Tommy from New Jersey.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
All right. You must like ending the night, because this is 2 weeks in a row that you've been the final caller.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Well, I got this one that I wrote, I think, a year or two ago. It's called Standing on the Edge of the Outer Recesses of Reality.
All right.
Okay. I took a vacation from myself and my standard personality, my vices and virtues left behind. I became someone new. Shedded my skin, evacuated my shell, molded my feathers, and wandered off into the abyss. What I once called the truth, what I once named false, both now thrown up into the air. Now I wait to see which falls into my lap. Sharing sexual pleasures with men and women alike in an illustrious, lusty affair. Smoking herbs, dropping out, and drinking the forbidden wine with no second thought, with no regret or remorse, no rules, no laws, no restrictions. Rebelling against myself and whatever is given to me, but why? How come? To test limits, to break through to a place of nothing, no gods, no kings, no me. To test myself, my boundaries, to abandon my comfort zone and take a trip. I've been to the land of discipline, of self-control, of obedience and conformity. Faded out to the Valley of Shadows, Nowheresville, population, me. I'll return to my roots soon enough, with the knowledge of how far I'll go, how deep I care to let myself go, and how heavy of a load I can carry. Loosening my grip of reality, only to adjust it to a level of pressure that suits me best. Making changes in myself to be the man I want to be. Rearranging my life and see what I really believe. So until I come home, peace be with you. And if I'm not back in 10 minutes, just wait a little bit longer.
Well done. Nice finish to the show, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us. And don't stop calling us, because I really enjoy your work.
Thanks a lot, man. I really like calling into you guys. And I have my my friends tuned into the show, too. And I think they're going to start calling soon, like after you guys get done with your two-week break.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, nice.
That'll be great.
Bring lots of friends. We're just a big party here.
I have like 10 other writers. Like, we're like a group of writers in Jersey.
Nice. Kind of like the Beats out in San Francisco, only the different coast, right?
But we call ourselves the Pulse Writers because we write real and raw, and it makes you like make sure that you're alive, like checking your pulse, but with literature.
Okay. The Pulse Poets, I like that. Bring them all.
Hold them. Coffee Absolutely. Shot.
Awesome.
Okay. Jersey.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you for calling, Tommy.
No problem.
All right, that was Tommy from New Jersey, part of the Pulse Poets out there.
That's very nice.
That is.
Proven there's something nice coming out of Jersey.
Well, there's plenty of things.
There's plenty of nice things coming out of Jersey.
On World Poetry Open Mic.
There you go. That is
true.
You know, they produce 2/3 of the world's eggplant in New Jersey. I locked that one away a long time ago to save that just for that moment.
Wow.
I know. I'm just saying.
For a man who doesn't eat it.
Not eggplant.
We'll see.
Yeah. No, I like eggplant parmesan. All right, so I'm going to wrap up the show with one more. And this one, again, I did not write. I've been doing covers of people that I respect in the poetry community. And this is one that I respect a lot of people, so it's hard to hit them all. But this is one that's never called the show. And As far as I know, she hasn't posted anything in quite some time, but hopefully this will bring her out of her show and maybe she'll start posting more poetry. This is a writer at All Poetry named Poetry in the Blood, otherwise known as Josephine Bella. And this is entitled Loving Echoes. Echoes of a distant bell resound within my heart, angelic knell and whispers serene on every part. Voices of affirmation woven in each other's soul, the beauty of I love you taking deep control. Haunting aisles of ivory bestowed with beaded grace, deep gazes between two, a love set in its place. Echoes of a distant bell, trellised in a white dove's coo, as hand in hand love merges within the devotion I do.
Wow.
Right?
Very nice.
Josephine throws down. I'm just saying. She does. So she's listening. We love you, Josie. Get back to writing real soon. I know that you should post something every day. There you go. All right. So you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
I do have something to say on behalf of the family of World Poetry Open Mic. Thank you so much for every veteran who has served, who is still serving, and we love you. Happy Memorial Day.
Exactly. Joe Zamora, we love you for your service, and your son who's serving now, thank you for him as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. It's not National Barbecue Day, it's Memorial Day. Keep it in mind.
That's right.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. With every step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Heading for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't you save us from these little things? One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out great. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too?
and it's you. Oh, now we're heading for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't you save us from little things?